buy a good telescope to take your family adventure through the universe. We have advice on the way, next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Get a telescope that will take you and your family on your next nighttime adventure. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium shares some great advice.
I particularly recommend Dead Horse Point State Park. The folks down there do an extra specially good job. And also the folks over at Cedar Breaks. They have gorgeous clear dark skies and staff there who have telescopes and who really know how to use them. It's very important that you never put a wet blanket on a child's sense of wonder. Children are all born natural scientists, and what you want to do is cultivate that. The trick, though, is that an awful lot of telescopes, especially what I derisively refer to as department store telescopes, they're just not really meant to do anything other than make a few bucks at the department store counter. And it's very painful to have people bring in these cheap telescopes and ask us what we can do to fix them because they say it doesn't work very well. And I have to explain to them, the telescope is doing everything that it was designed to do, but it's not a good design. So here at the planetarium, we'd rather sell you a good pair of binoculars to see if you really want to do it. Don't buy a $100 department store telescope. Spend $100 on a good pair of binoculars. And if you find yourself learning the night sky and using a chart to navigate from one constellation to the next, and you're using the binoculars to explore the Milky Way and to count the moons of Jupiter and that sort of thing, when you're doing that and you really like it, then we'll say, okay, now let's talk about spending a few hundred dollars on a telescope that will last you the rest of your life.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.